Good afternoon. The regional news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, the buying and selling of pullovers and socks is seemingly in an increase in the West region as parents prepare their children for the upcoming school year amidst the cold weather. Small thrift and loan schemes continue to facilitate women's empowerment in the Northwest region, especially during this period of back to school. Over in the far north region, at the artisanal market offers a wide variety of handicrafted items to both the locals and tourists, giving it aesthetic and cultural educational exposure. Those are our lead stories. Now, the regional news in greater detail in a moment. The population of Yaoundé 4 subdivision have been enjoined to work in collaboration with the government for the materialization of the import substitution policy by increasing local production. This was the principal recommendation from the divisional officer of Yaoundé 4, Elvis Akundi, as he officially opened a capacity building workshop for the population of Yaoundé 4. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi reports.
The administrative authorities and economic operators in Yaoundé 4 subdivision believe that promoting entrepreneurship is the only way towards ensuring the financial autonomy of the local population. It is for this reason that this one-day workshop to develop the entrepreneurial capacities amongst the people was organized. Elvis Akundi is the divisional officer for Yaoundé 4.
We saw that our subdivision needs to follow up and apply government policy within the policy of import substitution. And that is why we have decided to regroup our population to reinforce their capacities in the domain of entrepreneurship. And this reinforcement will permit us to organize them in common initiative groups, organize them in cooperatives, and even small and medium-sized enterprises that can be registered within the Registered Commerce.
Experts and consultants have drilled on how to be autonomous entrepreneurs.
Samuel Hervé Mandeng, I came here to present the leadership process, the difficulty that we have now as a society. The bridge between where we want to go is a leadership.
The municipal authorities have also pledged and are bent to encourage the local population. Elvis Akundi once again.
After registering them, we have to accompany them in the elaboration of their projects, what we can call plan d'affaires. And with these projects, the projects will be put at the disposal of various banks and various financial units that the state has created to accompany the population within this policy of import substitution, because we have to produce what we consume in Cameroon, and we have to even produce more to export in order to bring revenue to the state, because Cameroon can only emerge if the population build a strong small and medium-sized enterprises, a strong transformation sector, and a strong sector that can cater for the needs of the population.
It is hoped that the workshop will meet the expectations of the population of Yaoundé 4 and trigger a new dynamics of growth for small and medium-sized enterprises in the subdivision. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
And from the center, we move to the West region, where parents are preparing their children for the upcoming school year, cognizant of the cold climate that characterizes the region. Some have ventured in the purchase of pullovers, socks, and other items to keep their children warm during the 2024-2025 school year. Student journeys on internship, Precious Selinu reports.
As school reopenings draws closer, parents in the West region are preparing for a warm back to school for their children, as returning to school after a break can be very challenging, especially in cold climate zones. Some parents have engaged in the purchase of extra clothes to keep their children warm during this period.
The parents always prepare for their children, and this year will not be a different thing, because schools, different schools have their pullovers, and parents are supposed to buy those pullovers. So make sure they have something like clean cloth white to put inside their uniform before wearing the pullover on top.
As the preparation continues, some parents equally seek medical assistance to ensure their children's health and safety.
En ce qui concerne les maladies, la poussière,
I will seek health assistance for my children before they return to school in order to ensure they are healthy and also get some medicines that will help them during this cold weather. The cold climate may be challenging, but parents are encouraged to take appropriate measures to keep their children warm and healthy, as even in cold weather, it is equally a time for learning, growth, and fun in schools. Precious Sielenu, CRTV News in Bafusam.
And over in the littoral region, some inhabitants are wondering aloud why some electronic devices do not last as indicated on the expiring dates by the manufacturing companies. This strategy, according to telecommunication experts, is known as planned obsolescence, geared towards making people get new items. Blandin Kerr, student journalist on internship, went investigating and put together the following report.
Planned obsolescence is a business strategy which is aimed at encouraging customers to purchase new products by making the existing ones no longer usable.
I bought two phones in a space of 5 months and they actually got bad in different ways.
I bought a laptop which didn't last for a year and the problem was at the level of chargers, which were always getting bad whenever I buy them.
To the vendors and retailers, it is a better way for them to sell their products and bring new ones in the market. It is their only means of survival.
Electronics of nowadays last only for 2 or 3 years. For example, TV sets are meant to stay for 2 years. And after 2 years, we must change it, not to wait until it gets bad and get our only means of survival.
Planned obsolescence drives innovation as companies strive to create new and improved products. However, it also leads to unnecessary complexity and waste. Constantiency, an high-tech expert.
People often complain that electronic devices today don't last for a long period of time. This is due to the fact that manufacturers deliberately, while manufacturers are making efforts to improve repairability and encourage reuse, and this is a real challenge nowadays.
Planned obsolescence may be a clever business strategy, but as consumers, it is time to take a stand and demand better from companies we support. Blandinke, student on internship, CRTV, Douala.
And from the littoral region to the northwest region, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, small thrift and loan schemes are empowering women to improve on their livelihood. These initiatives have enabled many women to stock their kitchens and meet essential needs, reducing their dependence on external support. A CV Banter reports why these schemes building solidarity within communities, some locals still choose not to be part of the small schemes and loans.
Many residents in Bamenda, especially women, share that small thrifts have given them the financial independence they need to support their households.
I mean, this daily savings group in which we contribute 1,000 francs daily or more, depending on what we want to acquire. So the project we are working on now is to buy air fryer. And we are about 25 of us in the group now. The air fryer is approximately 25,000 francs and we benefit each day. That's the president of the group buys the air fryer and delivers to the beneficiary of that day.
So many girls want to own a bone shaped wig, but they are unable to raise money for it. So instead of removing a sum of 100,000 francs at once and paying for it, we have in Jangi. The Jangi is going to run for 3 months. Within that 3 months, we are going to raise the sum of 100,000 francs so that we can purchase your wig.
Most individuals report significant benefits from these three schemes, allowing them to purchase various kitchen equipment for their homes.
Small thrifts has actually helped me. I am able to buy a blender, flax, plate with this contribution that I make daily.
Despite the numerous advantages, some inhabitants choose not to join these thrift groups, preferring to manage their own money instead.
The reason why I'm not in Jangi, whatever I want, I always get there. If I'm to realize a big project, from then I can engage myself with this thrift launch thing.
Belonging to these small thrift groups remains a personal choice, though many continue to reap the benefits. Sylvie Bantar for the regional news in Bamenda.
With 4 out of the 10 regional stations covered, we now move over to the southwest region, where experts have urged the population of the region, especially those in Boyo, to apply hygiene measures before consuming food in order to prevent diseases. These healthy tips, the experts say, is imperative as many city dwellers have the habit of consuming fruits by the roadside. Marie Claire Wane, student journalist on internship, tells us more.
Many people are increasingly cultivating the habits of eating fruits, but how do they handle the fruits before consumption?
Fruits like oranges, banana, what I buy, I start eating.
There are times when I just buy by the roadside and I eat them there without washing them.
Some of the fruits that I don't wash before selling is banana, pear, because if the water touch it, it will get bad.
To others, it is important to wash them before eating.
Fruits like apples, cucumber, watermelon, I buy them from the roadside. I wash them.
I do buy fruits by the roadside and I bring them home and I wash them before eating.
Fruits like mangoes, pawpaw, watermelon, apples, when I buy from the roadside, take to the house, wash them before eating.
I sell fruits. I have pineapple, oranges, watermelon, banana and pawpaw. Before I want to clean, because people buy the ones that I've cleaned. First of all, wash it, clean, and then you tie in a plastic and put on the tray.
According to Jackie, a healthcare practitioner, the poor handling of fruits can expose one to a number of health issues.
Diarrhea, cholera, especially from mangoes. When you don't wash your hands properly, somebody that have contacted cholera already, always sneezing from the hands or going to the toilet without washing your hands properly, and then you touch those fruits while slicing them, and then you come and buy from that person and go, you have already contacted cholera, buy in home. You wash them with vinegar, clean water, and rinse them. Because buying those foods that have kept by the roadside, and some they don't even put in wrappings.
It is therefore essential to be careful when handling fruits.
And from the southwest to the far north region to discover the artisanal market, which offers a wide variety of handcrafted items made by local artisans. Our far north regional correspondent, Sylvester Temkeng, visited the market, which he describes as both aesthetic feast for the eyes as well as a culturally educational exposure. His report.
Located in the Marwa 2 subdivision, the Marwa Handicraft Market is a showcase of Cameroon arts and crafts talent, from woven baskets to beaded sandals, shoes, clothes and all sorts of handmade figurines.
I sell local artisanal products fabricated here in Marwa. We have articles, dresses and shoes made from animal skin. We deal with handmade goods that are crafted with skill and care, made with natural materials, from jewelry and clothing to furniture and home decor, chairs and songs.
Many of these articles are made by local artisans, trained by experts, while others say that they inherited the skills from generation to generation. Despite the extraordinary, exotic and unique collection of arts and craft products offered at the most competitive prices, The activities have, however, nosedived due to a number of factors.
We don't receive tourists as we used to do before the advent of the Boko Haram sect. The business is slow, and since fire damaged our exposition building, things have been tough. I have been in this business for almost 25 years. It is more of inheritance by lineage. A few people used to come to buy, especially when there is a seminar in Marua.
These art forms are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also carry deep cultural significance, representing history, beliefs, and values of the Far North region and beyond. Marua. Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And that report from the Far North region puts a cap on our regional news package this day. But before we part ways, here again are our major stories. The buying and selling of pullover, socks and other items is seemingly in an increase in the West region as parents prepare their children for the upcoming school year amidst the cold weather. Small thrift and loan schemes continue to facilitate women's empowerment in the Northwest region, thus reducing their dependence on external support. In the meantime, the artisanal market in the Far North region offers a variety of handcrafted items to both the locals and tourists, giving its aesthetic and culturally educational exposure. The regional news was produced by Leslie Manny, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.